Hello, everybody. This is Jackie with Ely Performance. And I wanted to practice this thing I call vulnerability and tell you a little bit about my story. And if my daughter does find out, she might not be happy with me. But I want you to know that you and your athletes are not alone in what you experience. And my daughter is a junior in high school. She's a very talented, sweet individual. And I'm very proud of her, even though it may seem like, you know, I'm this typical parent, yells too much, can't help it sometimes. I feel like it's in my blood, but I do the best I can. And this has been a very hard year for her athletically. She's not getting the times that she feels like she has been working for. She has been swimming pretty much nonstop since last year at this time. She's had a few breaks here and there, a few week breaks after short course. She'll have a week or so break after high school getting back into club. She'll have a break after summer going back into high school. So this is the lifestyle she wanted, but it hasn't been easy. She puts in the time, she puts in the work, and the times were not the result. And I asked the question, how many times can you see yourself not getting the times you want or desire before you either give up or when you have a breakthrough? And I'm here to tell you that even though I'm mom and I'm parents, I really did beg her, like, can I help you in the best way that I know how? And maybe not even as a mom. So what I did is I gave her an evaluation like I do with all of my athletes that are my clients, so I could dig a little deeper into what she needs. And I saw there's some confidence things, but a lot of it was we were focused on what is outside of our control. We're worried about freshmen beating us. We're worried about other people beating us. We're worried about other teams beating us. We're worried about our times, right? And so that begins to take away from the focus and concentration of yourself. And so what's really, really important and what I really worked with her on is, one, what is your focus of control? What are you focusing on that you truly have control over? Because everything that you are thinking about and everything that a lot of athletes think about, they have zero control over. Zero control. And so you have to think about it. Energy can't be created or destroyed. So if we're trying to muster up 100% of our energy, and I use this circle a lot, and we're trying to get 100% of our energy, if we're thinking about everything that is outside of our control and that worries us and that concerns us, and I don't know if I'm going to get the state cut this year, and I've gotten it every single year since I've been in high school, we're competing with 50%. She was competing with 50% of her energy. Yes, she was working hard, no doubt about it. Working very, very hard, but only with 50% of her energy. So when I brought that back to her attention, focus on what you can control. Because at the end of the day, that's all you have control over. That is really all that you have. And you can have that 100% of energy. The next thing we talked about too is remembering that you put the time in, that you put the work in. You have to trust that. You have to trust your body, that it is strong enough to handle whatever you throw at it. And so in what way are you at home when you have these conversations or your athletes want to know, like, what do I need to do? What conversation are you having about putting in the time and trusting the process and trusting their own body? In what way do they trust themselves? And I think that's a really important thing to talk about, because a lot of kids think that it's not okay to talk about themselves in a good way. They see a lot of people on social media not talking about themselves in a good way. So I must have to talk to myself in a bad way or in a negative way. And that's not it. Let's start talking about ourselves in a positive way and talk about why you're good at your sport. Why can you trust your ability? Why can you trust yourself as an athlete? And the more that you get in the habit of doing that, the more that you're going to build that confidence and you're going to feel good about what you're doing. And so as I was having this conversation with my daughter, she was really worried. I don't know if I'm good enough to get my state cut this year. And that's very, very heartbreaking when you know the last 2 years they've gotten the cuts. She's gotten the cuts. She's gotten it time and time again. She was very close to a sectionals cut. Like, she's right there, but she can't see the process anymore. The process is the small things that they're doing. What are the small things that they're noticing on how they're getting better? So I have this conversation with my own daughter, and you guys, Saturday, she listened and it was great. And she made 2 state cuts, which was fantastic. And the split in her relay was the fastest 100 split of all time that she has ever swam in her entire life. These conversations work. The believing in yourself works. The focus and concentration, it works. And so when we get to the point where our athletes are having that conversation with us, how many more times can I do this before I'm not good enough? Send it out the window. Talk to them. Talk to them about what they see in themselves. Talk to them on what they're seeing as improvement, and just take the small steps, because it's the small steps that will lead to success. I hope in some way that this was inspiring to you, that it gives you a little bit of hope and it allows you to see that you are not alone. And I wanted to just celebrate my daughter. And I am so grateful that she didn't take the road of giving up, that she continued to persevere and look at some things that maybe were outside of her control and let it go and be in tune with herself. So if you have questions about anything like this, let me know. If you're listening to the podcast, go ahead and subscribe. But continue to dream big, athletes. Continue to dream big, because what you want is already in you. Thank you for watching and listening, everybody, and have a great day.